The Man Who Escaped, Episode 6.
After Fletcher escaped, he hid in a field all day. Then, when it got dark, he found an old farmhouse. There was an old deaf lady in the house. She gave him food. Rossi, the young detective who arrested Fletcher 4 years ago, flew from Washington to Kansas City. The FBI's orders were, find Fletcher immediately.
It was a cold, miserable night. In a police station only a few miles from the house where Fletcher met the old woman, two policemen could hear the wind outside. One of them was a young man. The other, a sergeant, was older.
I wonder how Mrs. Bentley is,
the sergeant said.
Mrs. Bentley? Oh, you mean the old lady who lives on the farm near the Leavenworth Road?
Yeah, she's deaf, you know. She doesn't have a radio or a TV. Her husband died 3 or 4 years ago, and she's all alone.
Oh?
The young policeman said. He wondered why the sergeant wanted to tell him all this. Then he found out.
Why don't you go out to her place to see if she's all right?
Who? Me? On a night like this?
It's not far. Besides, you don't have anything else to do. I was thinking about that prisoner, Fletcher. She doesn't know about his escape.
When Rossi got off the plane in Kansas City, there was a detective waiting for him at the airport. He shook Rossi's hand.
My name's Arnold Wilcox, Kansas City Police Department. We got a wire saying you were coming. There's a car waiting.
Rossi wasted very little time on introductions.
Fletcher escaped this morning. I want to catch him within 24 hours.
Wilcox looked at Rossi for a few seconds.
A lot of us wonder why the FBI is so interested in this guy, Fletcher. He isn't the first prisoner to escape. Another man escaped only about 6 months ago, but the FBI didn't take immediate action then.
Rossi was already halfway to the car before he said anything.
Fletcher isn't just an ordinary prisoner. He's very special. Let's get going.
The young policeman was angry. He was on the road now. It was icy. Suddenly, he lost control and his car went off the road. It was stuck in the snow.
That stupid sergeant,
he thought.
Now I have to radio for somebody to pull me out of the snow.